Pod Squad group chat. Avery sent us a couple of issues to explore, and we are going to explore all of them. Please.
Can I just say something? Yes. That Avery sent her three questions in a couple of weeks ago, and Kate said, stop, ladies. You can't do these two questions that you're going to read out without me.
Yeah.
Which I just...
Oh, no, I just said I have opinions about those two, and I really didn't have a strong opinion about the mansplaining.
And we're like, well, we need Kate to weigh in here, because you don't want to let Kate advice go by the wayside.
But 100%. Mm. But yeah, I can't wait to hear what these opinions are.
So to refresh, the issues were, my husband believes the huge jar of mayonnaise belongs on the top shelf of the fridge, and I think it should be on the big shelf at the bottom. We have passive-aggressively been moving it back and forth for a while now. Should I bring things to a head, or is it fine for couples to maintain silent wars for years on end?
So I'm going to stop this right now, because we're at my house, and I'm going to go to my fridge and I'm just going to check. Okay. You guys talk it out.
Okay. Well, I actually just went and had a look at CJ's fridge.
Did you?
Well, I didn't look inside it. I just needed to see what type of fridge it was, because I think that is also important in this conversation.
Yes, because, in my fridge scenario, condiments go in the door.
Right, but we're not talking about... She's talking about a large jar of mayo, right?
Okay.
That if you think of the... Is it the Tommy one? The Tomy one? That thing's like a bucket. and that's way too big to fit in the door of my fridge.
Yeah, right, fair enough. CJ's going to weigh in here.
Okay, so I imagined the large Costco mayo.
Okay.
All right. So I don't have one of them. But
we're talking about something, maybe a diameter of, say, 15 centimetres.
I've got the Costco ranch dressing, and that takes up a bit of room.
It does. Mm. I have the Costco garlic, which I know is not the same, but the size is the shape.
Heft.
Top shelf. But I have like 8 mayonnaises in there.
But I think...
And they're all spread across the fridge.
But the problem, and Kate can jump in here too, is that not which shelf, because I don't think it matters. The problem is that they are silently... Moving it back and forth.
First, we need to solve the mayonnaise.
Okay.
Then we get to the deeper issue.
Okay, great.
First, you need to consider, do you have an 80s fridge or do you have an upside down fridge? I have an 80s fridge where little freezer on top, big fridge at the bottom. Okay. Right? So personally, I agree with Avery. I think it should sit on top of the crisper. You're taking up valuable... almost eye level real estate when it's near at the top of the fridge. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That needs to be things that you use more frequently. Like, for instance, on our top shelf, we have ham, cheese that goes into our kids' sandwiches every day. I don't know, various other things, a bit of takeaway that you know you're going to eat the next day, that sort of thing.
Not if you live with Tony.
Yeah, I was about to say, you got nothing. There's lots of shelf space.
But I think even with a fridge on top, you still need to have the mayonnaise at the bottom. Are we all agreed on that? Oh, no, you were saying top shelf for it.
Yeah, I would go...
I go top as well, because I feel like they're little... It's part of the family of little things that fall over. Oh, it's big.
Mate, it's taken up a lot of real estate on potentially your most used shelf.
I've got a few in the door.
Yeah, but we're not talking about the door ones. We're talking about things that are about 15 centimetres wide.
A bucket.
Yeah.
Are you making like tuna salad sandwiches? Yum. I'm asking Avery. That was me to Avery.
I was about to say, I don't know, making nothing.
Well, we were always like a chips and mayo family. We never had sauce. Yeah.
I'm a tartare gal. But, so you work out the traffic zone, the high. Well, maybe it is high traffic if she's putting it on sandwiches every day.
I mean, maybe. But I don't know. I feel if you're having them on sandwiches, you'd probably go a squeezy bottle of mayo, because then you could on the actual piece of bread.
So, you established that. But now what's the issue here with do you...
There's a deeper issue at hand here of whether you let passive aggression just live on for years or whether you tackle it. And do you need a bit of toad rage, radical honesty?
Yeah, I'm an exploder when these things get pent up. Where, it'll come out one day when it's not meant to. Okay, put that mayonnaise on that bread.
I'd like to draw from a bit of my recent life history at home, right? So I grew up with there's a way you hang your towels up on the towel rail. Jesus. There is one way to do it, and that is the correct way, and that is the way that everyone needs to do it, right?
Oh, dear.
And it actually comes down to when they come off the clothesline, they need to be folded long ways first.
Yes.
And then you fold them in half from that point onwards, because that means when you hang them on the towel rail, that you've got the skinniest way hanging on the towel rail. So okay. it's only that wide because it's half the width of the towel. Okay. Now, so yes, my husband understands that concept. So he would fold them in half, then he'd put them on the towel rail. But I only like using white towels, right? And after a while, there's just, you need to have a good side. The front facing side of the white towel. It's nothing terrible. They just got a bit yellow, like from a bit of, you know.
If you are dressing like Melanie, doing your va-va-voom tiger dress, full face of makeup.
Yeah.
White towel's going to cop a beating.
Exactly. So I was like, okay, we have to have a consistent fold on these towels. We need to have, I like it so I have the little logo at the bottom on the left, and that's how we remember each way it is. You cannot willy-nilly fold them inside out because then every single side of the towel looks like shit, and then we have to throw them out sooner.
So what's happened to you? What's the mayonnaise connection?
I would go in there after he'd hung them out and I would refold them and hang them back on the towel rail because I'd be like, you're ruining our towels, and they were very expensive.
Okay, and so have you ever confronted him, or do you just keep going and rehanging?
Oh, no, I did that for years. I'd just be like, I'd seethe and I'd be like, he's playing mind games here. He knows this pisses me off, but he refuses to learn. No, but then recently he saw me doing it and he's like, why are you doing that for? And I was like, mate, we're reducing the lifespan of these towels. We have one quarter of them that needs to look good, okay? Actually, it's not even that. Is it one eighth of this towel that needs to look good?
We have to have different colours because my partner, we could get each other's confused. So we're different colours. Oh, no.
See, I've got like a towel rail which has two rails. His one goes at the back. Mine's always at the front.
No, we would never remember.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we have the same. We have hooks, but like, no, it's got to be different colours. It's got to be easy.
Okay. He saw me doing it and I was like, okay, it's just got to be like this. Otherwise, we're just going to have all of the towels looking like shit rather than having a nice bit at the front. And he, you know what? He stopped. He listened to my reasoning and he goes, oh, okay, fair enough.
Okay, so I think that's the...
And he actually, it turned out it wasn't maliciousness on his part just to piss me off, which I thought it was for years, which I assume Avery's feeling the same way. Turns out he was just oblivious to the whole thing.
Yeah, I would always bet on a side of oblivion.
Nah, but after years, you're like, no, he's doing this deliberately.
I think the crux of the issue is you got to have a reason.
Yeah.
If it's arbitrary, the shelf you've chosen, then you have to let that go. But if the other person's got a good reason, like this is a high traffic zone or this is a low traffic zone, then you go with the reason.
And if it's important to you, as towels are to Kate.
Mate, I don't want people coming to my house and seeing a yellowed white towel going, oh my God, these people are disgusting. Mate, I tried. I even bought like 50s bluo to stick in the wash to turn them white again.
That's why
it's actually, you have to go to Richie's.
That's why I've just got blue towels.
I obviously can't have white towels. I have pink hair. Yeah.
I always have white towels for decades now.
I have white sheets and, you know, the top half of them are pink.
Is that because Kate told you to get white sheets? Because it is because she told me to get white sheets.
No, I think my mum did, but probably for the same reason. Because you can bleach them.
But also, like, sweat can bleach coloured things as well. So you're screwed either way.
Okay.
Yeah, I store my towels on the clothesline and have to go out naked to get them often. And the whole of my suburb can see me. I don't know where I put things. I don't think anything matters to me that much.
Okay. So, I think we've solved it.
So you don't have a silent war with... No?
No, all of our wars are vocal.
So I think you can maintain silent wars if you want, but I think that you have to get to the bottom of who's got the reasoning and who's got the better reasoning.
But Avery... rest assured that I think you're in the right. Yeah. Just hold on to that and know that you're being supported.
I think I'm also supporting because women.
Yeah, yeah. Well, women support women, mate. Yeah.
Also, it sounds delicious, whatever's going on over there.
Also, what brand was it? Yeah. So my judging may come in here because if you come back and you say, I've got a giant jar of praise, I'll be like, Avery, no.
P-R-A-I-S-E. We have a secondary issue because we missed last week. We're going to throw this in here. My neighbour, this is Avery as well, thank you. If anyone else wants to dive in with any little complexities that we want to unpack, send them to us. Neighbourspod@gmail.com. My neighbour has a leaf blower. I think leaf blowers are noise pollution, lazy and should be illegal. Am I justified in asking him not to use it when we are at home?
Firstly,
most of the time.
Firstly, I, Avery, saw my neighbour. So I've got some neighbours across the way who were like my age, and then there's an elderly chap on the corner. And I saw my neighbour across the way just blowing the leaves to the elderly person.
Oh, that is a dog act.
That's yeah. Cool.
That's even worse than people that mow only one half of the nature strip.
Oh, my God. And I had never really thought about leaf blowers until then. And that was only just yesterday. So, like, this is timely. Yes, they're ridiculous. They just move leaves around the neighbourhood.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with everything you said about leaf blowers. Do I don't agree with actually approaching your neighbour about that, because it's...
Yeah.
You never know how this is going
to
work out.
If you were to approach, I would love the anonymous letter drop, I think is a good way to go.
The passag.
Your dog's been barking all night and all day.
Or, hey, Avery, how about this? You go, I've just started a podcast. We record and then give the hours of when you're home a lot. And it's give the hours that are the most annoying, right? Say if it's Saturday morning. We record our podcast on Saturday mornings. Is it okay if you don't leaf blow then?
Well, it depends. If she's already got a fractured relationship with her annoying neighbour, maybe that's going to make him do it more then.
No. Yeah.
And you'll go, I love podcasts. Can I be a guest?
Oh, my God. Is it a true crime podcast?
Just say it's a neighbour's one.
Yeah. And he'll say, is that still on?
Yeah. And then it'll be a whole other thing.
To be honest, I have to say my neighbours and I were all very live and let live when it comes to noise, because we live on a noisy street. So... But
I reckon out of my immediate vicinity, my screeching is probably the most offensive thing that can be heard. So I just forgive any other noise that I can hear.
Our neighbours and I, we have on street parking, and we all just agreed to all park in the same spot every time.
Yeah, without a conversation.
They actually, we lost some spots, so everyone had to move back a bit, and my neighbours had a word with me about it. And I was like, I'm sorry, it wasn't me, it was Phil, and I'm blaming him completely for it.
Anyway, this is what 10 years of married harmony sounds like. Jump in below.
It was him.
Jump in below on the comments of this if anyone's got leaf blower neighbour solutions.
Kate was like, look, I don't blame you. I've got a problem with him in towels.
She's bonded with the neighbour.
He is able-bodied and he could have walked around the corner, not my elderly neighbours.
Yes, of course. Pleasure. What a treat to talk about real-life things instead of made-up things.
Yeah.
Please send your probs.
Yeah. Neighbourspod@gmail.com. No problem is too small.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'll have to talk more about neighbours.
Or just Avery, happy to talk, do deep dive on your life. Loving it.
Yeah. Source in or out of the fridge.
Chat soon. Bye.
Bye.